Lorraine Jacobs, who's in Muthakana. Hi, Lorraine.
How are you, Jesse?
Good, thank you. Are you working on a book at the moment?
Yes, about 12 years ago, I did a book called Muthakana, which was about all the food in the area, the food heroes, and amazing what's happened in between. So I've got a contract now, and I'm going to do it again and completely update it. So I'm driving around. I've just had beautiful Charlie's Gelato ice cream. Huh. I've been to the smokehouse, and now I'm just waiting to go and talk to somebody who grows delicious greens, which I've used in my salad today.
Oh, great. You can't wait to hear about it. I was surprised to see asparagus on the menu at a restaurant I went to last night, Lorraine, but there's obviously asparagus growing around New Zealand, being harvested right now.
I couldn't believe it when you said you didn't think they were in season, Jesse. It's spring.
Oh, come on, is it? 11th of September. I notice you've thrown some in your salad.
It's one of these years, isn't it, where things just aren't quite what they seem. And I think spring has kind of snuck up on us.
Mm. But you're doing a spring salad to remind us what time of year it is. Chicken and egg spring salad. That's an unusual title. I love it.
Oh, well, I just thought, you know, I was going to do... I had to throw this together at kind of the last moment, and so I opened the refrigerator up, and I had some leftover roast chicken that I'd eaten last night, and I thought, what can I put with that? And then I thought, chicken and egg, what a great idea. and of course, the thing is that, you know, salads can be extremely boring, or they can be really interesting, and it just depends how far you can push your imagination with them, I think.
Are you a salad girl, Charlotte?
I love salad.
Yeah.
I've actually started craving salad. I think the springness has got to me. I'm over heavy, carby, meaty things.
Totally. Mm. And leftovers are a good start, Lorraine.
Well, I think leftovers are really important. I mean, one of the biggest sort of catchphrases of cooking and food we've learned over COVID is you don't waste anything because you can't go out and shop quite so often. And so, you know, we learned to be a little bit more resourceful with what we've got. And so I had some salad, some beautiful chicken, and I thought, yeah, that will make a great salad, but we need to liven it up. And everything came out of the fridge apart from the potatoes and the salad. There was a little bit of asparagus left over from last night. I'd done those gorgeous golden potatoes that come from Omaru. I'd roasted those, so I just went and got some more of those and quickly steamed them.
Mm.
But, I mean, I think one of the keys to a decent salad is the dressing is really good.
Yeah.
And you've included the ingredients for your dressing, but I suppose there would be some sort of principles that you could sort of sub things in and out, Lorraine.
I guess in my cordon bleu training, that's one of the things I learned is that if you understand the techniques of what you're doing, you can change anything in and out. And, if you haven't got something, then you turn around and think, I could use this instead. And as long as you understood the technique of where you were trying to get to, it's good. And I think with a salad dressing, too often they're very acidic and they kind of bite the inside of your mouth and it ruins the salad. And if you go to France, the dressings are always amazing. And the secret of any French dressing is it always has a tiny pinch of sugar.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, I love that.
And so at the moment, the limes around here in the sort of Omaha Flats is a great citrus growing area, and the limes are beautiful. So I used two limes in the dressing for that salad. And then I mixed that with the proportion should only be about a third at the very most of the acidic ingredient to at least two thirds of the oil. And that's a very good ratio to remember.
Yeah.
And so then you need twice as much oil as you have of, you know, if you're going to use a white wine vinegar or you're going to use lemon juice or lime juice like I do. So if there were 2 tablespoons of lime juice, you'd want 6 tablespoons of olive oil. And then I always think a little bit of Dijon mustard and it gives the salad and the dressing a little bit of a bite.
Yeah.
And then salt and pepper and this little pinch of sugar. And you just whisk that up. And I always make my salad dressings in a jar, shake them, because then if there's too much, I can just put the lid on and I've got some salad dressing for next time and I don't waste it.
Great. And the salad itself, as you say, it doesn't have anything revolutionary. It's just a mix of some good staples and something fresh from the veggie drawer, huh?
Yes, exactly. And so then I've got this lovely mixed greens that I buy from this place up in Matakana. She's an extraordinary grower, and so she has all those mixed leaves. But if you go into your local vegetable shop or you're shopping in the supermarket, you will find mesclun mix, which would be just as good. And then you put that in the base of your salad platter, and then you sort of just build up an interesting salad on top of it. So on top of that, I put the potatoes, and I cut the chicken into kind of nice, neat little fork-sized strips so that you don't have to actually use, you know, you can eat the salad with a fork. And so that was really the basis. And then there were probably only four asparagus spears left, but yeah, that's enough for a salad, especially if there's two of you, and cut that, those into little pieces and steam them. But then the egg was interesting because what I did, I don't know whether you've seen the photo that I've sent in, but it'll be on the website to match the recipe. I actually chopped the egg really, really finely. I've actually got one of those old egg slicers, and you put the hard-boiled egg into the egg slicer.
Yeah.
Peel it, of course. There's peelers. Put it into the egg slicer and slice it right through into really fine slices, and then pick it up gently and turn it around at 90 degrees and cut it again through, and that chops up this egg beautifully small and saves you having to sort of try and do it with a knife, and scattered that all over the top. And so then the dressing goes on top of that. And at this time of the year, if you've got a herb garden, and lots of people do have lovely herb gardens, a lot of the flowers like the sage and the thyme and other things are just starting to flower. And there's always something rather pretty that adds to that salad, so it makes it really interesting to look at. So if you have a look at the picture, there's these little purpley-blue flowers in there, and they're sage flowers, and they just add another dimension.
Mm.
And they just take that salad from being ordinary to being really beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And that bright yolk as well does a lot for the appearance of the salad.
Yeah. And, of course, the egg is always wonderful with a vinaigrette on. I mean, people hardly ever think about putting vinaigrette on their hard-boiled eggs. But that just lifts that egg, and especially that particular dressing is just beautiful on the egg. So we've got chicken and egg salad.
Do you know, my wife and I went to Provence for a holiday, Lorraine, once, and we hired a house, and there was only one utensil, one piece of kitchen equipment in the whole kitchen, and the only thing they left us was a salad spinner. And it said a lot about the sort of eating they expected us to do while we were in Provence. I love that. Nowadays...
Oh, yeah, the salad... They're brilliant things.
I love a salad spinner. Yeah. I inherited one from my grandmother, still from the 80s, and I love it. Yeah.
Nowadays,
do you know why they're so good, though?
Why?
Because what happens is they really dry the leaves after you've washed them really, really well. And then that means that when you put the salad dressing on, it doesn't wash off, doesn't slip off.
Uh-huh.
Because you need, for the salad dressing to cling to the leaves, they have to be perfectly dry.
I must admit, these days I tend to put them in a tea towel and go outside and swing my arm around. It's not quite so effective.
Don't let go. They'll go in that pool of yours if you're not
there. Saves on storage space. Hey, Lorraine, thanks so much. Lovely to chat with you. Wonderful, wonderful recipe. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Lorraine Jacobs, who's in Matakana. You can see the recipe for her chicken and egg spring salad online.